Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi. My name is Adina Schmidman. If you are enjoying learning with Mrs. Rivka Siegel, join us this summer from July 10th to 20th at the Max and Yeti Mandir Aleihem HaShalom Virtual Beit Midrash program. Other teachers include Avigail Myers, Rabbanit Shani Targan, Mrs. Michal Horowitz, Mrs. Shalvi Friedman, Mrs. Rivka Marin, and Dr. Hindi Posey. Register at ou.org/women/elite2023. A-L-I-T 2023. And now for today's perek.
Welcome to Tart Imechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we'll be studying Tehillim Mizmar Kuf Mem Ches 148. And this is the fourth in the series of six songs of praise that constitute much of the Psukei Dezimra, much of the Psukei Dezimra from Ashrei until almost till the end, or Tehillim Kuf Mem He 145 through the end of Tehillim, through Tehillim 150. So what is Psukei Dezimra about? Very briefly, before we begin the Amidah, before we begin Shmona Esrei, we prepare ourselves to be in the proper state of mind to stand before Hashem in this holy moment and present our lists of requests. The songs of Psukei Dezimra help us to appreciate the greatness and power of Hashem. Hence, they are songs of praise that help us understand God. It's not that God needs to hear praise. But as we have seen in every one of those songs of Psukei Dezimra that we've done since Ashrei, and especially what we will see today in Kuf Mem Ches, is that the songs also prepare us to feel praiseworthy ourselves so that we can be in the state of standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before God. This Tehillim of Kuf Mem Ches is awesome in the real sense of the word. The Ibn Ezra tells us that there are sodos amukim, deep secrets in this song. And this song includes deep secrets of the universe. This song is going to take us to outer space, to the highest heavenly spheres, to the cosmic forces that we know of and that we don't know of. And as you read this, try to visualize the images that the song can help us evoke in our minds. Let's begin. Pasuk Aleph, Hallelujah, that strong, strong word of praise. This song is all about praise. Hallelujah Hashem min hashamayim, praise Hashem from the heavens. Hallelujah bimromim, praise Him from the highest of heights. So either we're calling to the heavens to say praise God, or as the Radak says, it's not like we're commanding the heavens to praise God, but rather we're understanding that the heavens should be praising God. And in a way, perhaps listen and you can hear the heavens in their own way praising God. And the Radak adds that also by our singing this praise of Hashem, as if the heavens are speaking, it's as if we're putting the words into the mouths, so to speak, of the heavens. Now, who's in the heavens? Pasuk Beis, Hallelujah Kol Malachav. All of His angels should praise Him. Hallelujah Kol Tzva'av. All of His legions should praise Him. So the Radak explains the angels are referring to spiritual forces that have no real form. It's as if they're light or cosmic forces or energies that emanate from the will of Hashem. The Tzva'av are those heavenly bodies which have a physical form and substance, like when we think of the angels in the form of a body. There are so many heavenly bodies that they're so numerous that they're compared to legions, to armies. There's so many. Pasuk Gimel, Hallelujah Shemesh V'Yareach, praise Him, sun and moon, Kol Kochvei Or, all that which emanates light, the galaxies, the constellations, the stars. Think about the universe. You know, it's easier to think about the sun and the moon and the stars and those images more than the energy forces that are coming out. But the sun is 93 million miles away from the earth. Mercury is 29 million miles away from the sun. Pluto, the furthest, is 9.3 trillion miles away from the sun. If you can imagine that distance. And all of those beings, those stars, those planets, they're all miles and miles away. And nonetheless, they're all connected to the will of God. Psalm Pasuk Dalet, Hallelujah Shmei Shashamayim, praise him, the waters of the heaven. Taking us back to creation, when Hashem separated the waters, and Hashem had the waters in the ground, in the earth, and Hashem brought waters up above in the heavens. Hence the name Shamayim is from Shamayim. It carries water, or Shamayim. There is water. V'hamayim me'al ha-shamayim, and the waters above the heaven. Meaning, as Rav Hirsch says, the heaven of the heavens. What does that mean? Whatever it means, whatever we can imagine, they're all following the will of God. They're all praising God. Pasuk Hey, verse 5, Yehallelu Hashem Hashem, Ki Hu Tziva V'Nivra'u. They should all praise the name of God, for he commanded them and they were created. It all happened because of the word of God who said, let them exist. This is their function. Pasuk Vav, Vaya'amidem la'ad la'olam, and he set them permanently forever. Chok nasan v'lo ya'avar, he issued the statutes that will never change. When we talk about the heavens, the celestial bodies are firmly established in their precise patterns and they don't deteriorate and they don't deviate and they don't vary. This is the way that they are, as opposed to on the earth where the creations do deteriorate. They do vary and they also innovate. And now we move to part two of the song where we come down to earth and present that which we can better comprehend. Pasuk Zion, just like it said, Hallelujah, as Hashem min Hashamayim, that they praise Hashem from the heavens. Pasuk Zion, Hallelujah, as Hashem min Haaretz, praise Hashem from the earth. Taninim v'chol tehomos, great sea animals and the depths of the waters. So we start from the highest of the heights, beyond that which we can even imagine seeing, to the lowest of the low. We don't know the bottom of the ocean, how deep it is. It's so deep. And so from both directions, everyone is praising, everything is praising God. Pasuk Ches, verse 8, the weather, the air, the atmosphere praises God. Esh uvarad, fire, meaning lightning, and hail. Sheleg v'kitor, snow and fog. Ruach sa'ara, fierce winds, tornadoes. Osa dvaro, they're doing his word. God is giving them the direction and they're doing it. Pasuk Tes, verse 9, heharim v'chol gva'os, the mountains and the hills. Eitz pri, the fruit trees, the chol arazim, and all the cedars, the trees that don't have fruit but have so much strength. Hachaya v'chol behema, the wild animals and the cattle. Remes v'tzipor kanaf, the crawling critters and the birds with wings. Everything, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and not only in the animal kingdom, but malchei eretz v'chol umim, the kings of the land and all of the nations. Sarim v'chol shoftei eretz, officers and judges on the earth. Everyone should be praising God, recognizing his power in the world. Bachurim, Pasuk Yud Beis, verse 12. Bachurim v'gam besulos, young men and women, those who feel so powerful. And the truth is, they have a lot of physical power at that age. But nonetheless, remember, it's all about God. Praise God. Zekenim im ne'arim, the elders with the young ones. Now, the Medrash Shochar Tov says, why are we repeating again the young ones? We just spoke about the Bachurim, the young people. So he explains the following in the Medrash. The Medrash says that the young ones are referring to the Zakenim, who are really young, the elders who are youthful And in what way are they youthful? They realize that they can keep praising Hashem. Sometimes as people get older, they think they just don't have the energy to keep doing and being and appreciating in the same way. So Zakenim im Ne'arim is referring to the older people who, just like the younger ones, will enthusiastically praise Hashem. So will the older people. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Yehallelu Eshem Hashem. They should all praise the name of Hashem. Why? Ki niskav shemo levado. For his name alone is exalted above everything. All the powers, all the cosmic forces, everything in nature, everything in the world, all the new computer technology that's coming out, it's all ultimately controlled. Hu tziva v'nivra'u. Hashem commanded it to happen and let it be. And the verse continues with the words, Hodo al eretz v'shamayim. His glory is manifested in the earth and heavens and all of the world. And look at this word carefully, because it's often mispronounced when we sing it in shul. When we say Hodu al eretz, it's not Hodu al eretz v'shamayim. It's Hodu al eretz doesn't make sense. Hodo, his glory is manifested in the earth and the heavens. And notice what comes first. The earth comes first. We think of the heavens as so awesome, but ultimately the aretz, the earth, is where we really see the glory of God. While the heavens stay the same, as we spoke about before, the earth, in the earth, with the recognition that all the new innovations that occur in every generation and all the new discoveries are all a reflection of God's majesty, of God's glory. And now we end Pasuk Yudalit with this magnificent song of Hashem's glory, where every element in the entire world is singing about God's glory and dominion. Pasuk Yudalit, verse 14, Vayorem Keren Liamo, and he exalted the pride of his nation. When did this happen? The Radak says this is referring to the time of Mashiach, when he will clearly show the world the exaltation, the elevation of the Jewish people. But in the same way, we can also feel this inside of ourselves now, that Hashem has exalted us. Tehillah l'chol chasidav, not just us as a nation, but a reason for praise for all of his devout ones. All of us have become praiseworthy. Livnei Yisrael am krovo, who is all of us, the Jewish people, the nation close to him. Hallelujah. Praise Hashem. What we sang about in this song is that we visualized such high heights beyond that which we can imagine. And the end of the song tells us that Hashem elevates us as well, so that we are elevated above the highest of heights. The Nefesh HaChayim talks about, when he talks about tefillah, he says that when we daven, we can transcend this world, transcend our bodies, and connect to the heavens, so that not only do the heavens have an impact on us, but we, as the Malbim says, can have an impact on the heavens. It's like we're above the heavens. It's an incredible concept that we see in Perek Kuf Mem Ches, in this Perek. We're praising Hashem, but at the same time, we're also praising ourselves, because Hashem has allowed us to become close to him, and Hashem elevates us beyond the highest of heights. Now, we think about the greatness of Hashem and how fortunate we are when we sing words such as Hamashpili Liros Bashamayim Uva'aretz. Hashem comes down to see us from the heavens, and he comes all the way down to the earth. Mikimi Me'afar Dal. Hashem will bring us up from the depths. Mima'amakim Karasicha Hashem. I call out from the depths to you, Hashem. And each of these songs reminds us that no matter how low we are, Hashem comes down to join us. But this song doesn't talk about us being low. This song doesn't tell us that Hashem comes down to join us. Hashem, not only does he come down to us at times, but Hashem elevates us to the highest of heights to be with him. And that really is our goal when we come to tefillah, when we come to daven, at all times. Our goal is to elevate ourselves to the highest of heights and feel Hashem's support as we do so. Vayorim Karen Amo. That we shouldn't just feel that Hashem is praiseworthy, but we feel Tehillah Lechol Chassidav, that all of his devout ones deserve to be praised. Wow. And all we can answer to that is Hallelujah, that word that can't be defined, the greatest praise of Hashem. So we began talking today about the Psukei Dezimra as songs to prepare ourselves for that intense holy moments of the Amidah of the Shemona Esrei. And I hope that you can see how this not only prepares us to see the greatness of Hashem, but also the great potential of ourselves as well, and how that will change our Amidah when we understand this. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas Sonia Finkelstein, Chanasara Bas Chaim Leib.